Part 2. Going Down the Road. Chapter 3. It was 3 o'clock when the first drops of rain fell on the road, big and dark and round. The sky overhead was tattered and black, wild and fascinating. Thunder clapped hands somewhere above the clouds. A blue fork of lightning went to earth somewhere up ahead. Garrity had donned his coat shortly after Ewing had gotten his ticket, and now he zipped it and turned up his collar. Harkness, the potential author, had carefully stowed his notebook in a baggie. Barkovich had put on a yellow vinyl rain hat. There was something incredible about what it did to his face, but you would have been hard put to say just what. He peered out from beneath it like a truculent lighthouse keeper. There was a stupendous crack of thunder.
"Here it comes," Olson cried.
The rain came pouring down. For a few moments, it was so heavy that Garrity found himself totally isolated inside an undulating shower curtain. He was immediately soaked to the skin. His hair became a dripping pelt. He turned his face up into the rain, grinning. He wondered if the soldiers could see them. He wondered if a person might conceivably... While he was still wondering, the first vicious onslaught let up a little, and he could see again. He looked over his shoulder at Stebbins. Stebbins was walking hunched over, his hands hooked against his belly, and at first Garrity thought he had a cramp. For a moment, Garrity was in the grip of a strong panicky feeling, nothing at all like he had felt when Curly and Ewing bought it. He didn't want Stebbins to fold up early anymore. Then he saw Stebbins was only protecting the last half of his jelly sandwich, and he faced forward again, feeling relieved. He decided Stebbins must have a pretty stupid mother not to wrap his goddamn sandwiches in foil just in case of rain. Thunder cracked stridently, artillery practice in the sky. Garrity felt exhilarated, and some of his tiredness seemed to wash away with the sweat from his body. The rain came again, hard and pelting, and finally let off into a steady drizzle. Overhead,